Increasingly, U.S. farmers face a growing demand with access to less resources. And Arkansas, where agriculture is a $16 billion industry, is no exception. So the Kellogg Company, which sources Arkansas rice for its products, is working to equip farmers in the state with the tools they need for more sustainable practices. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
Take a listen to this. You're probably familiar with the snap, crackle, and pop of Rice Krispies, but you might not know the main ingredient in the Kellogg's breakfast staple is Arkansas-grown rice. And to get from the field to your bowl takes a lot of this. Water, about 16 gallons to grow 1 ounce of rice, according to data from the Water Footprint Network. And in Arkansas, almost all of the water used to grow that rice comes from an underground water source, the Mississippi Valley Alluvial Aquifer. But water levels have dropped dramatically due to excessive pumping. Jason Milks with the Nature Conservancy in Arkansas says the aquifer may have only 10% or less water left.
A good deal of the farmer's time and labor is spent managing these irrigation wells, turning them on, turning them off. And we've come quite far in the irrigation management, where we understand how long, given the size of the field and the slope of the field, how long that any given pump needs to run for a crop to be sufficiently watered. But if a farmer is not standing at his well at precisely the moment that full irrigation is achieved, every gallon of water pumped thereafter is not used efficiently by the crop.
So, in an effort to make better use of that water, the Kellogg Company has committed to installing irrigation timers on 30 rice farms in the state. The food giant started installing the timers on farms in the Arkansas Delta in 2020. Mary Gallagher, Kellogg's responsible sourcing manager, says the project will help manage water usage on approximately 15,000 acres of land.
What people may not realize is that the rice that's used for many of Kellogg's products, like Rice Krispies, Rice Krispies Treats, Special K, is coming from right here in Arkansas. And we've been working with rice growers in this region on sustainability for several years. And during a recent trip to Arkansas, farmers were sharing with us that they didn't have all the tools they needed to most efficiently irrigate their crops. And that's where we were able to step in and help to be a catalyst for change in conservation practice adoption. So we partnered with the Nature Conservancy to offer irrigation pump timers at no cost to the growers. And these pump timers allow farmers to irrigate their fields with just the amount of water that's needed and no more. And they don't have to drive out to every pump each time, each day, to go shut that off. And we found that this is such a simple solution that enables farmers to take care of the environment, but at the same exact time, it saves them time, it saves them money and energy on their farm. So we found that it's really a win-win opportunity.
And scientists with the Nature Conservancy project it could be a big win for the environment, estimating the timers will conserve 9 billion gallons of water a year for farmers. Jason Milks says the grant from Kellogg covers the installation and cost of the timers, which are about $1,000 each and last up to 15 years.
The timer provides the opportunity, especially for some of these wells that are harder to get to, for the farmer to set it such that when he knows that field is sufficiently irrigated, the pump immediately shuts off, whether he's there or she's there or not. So if a irrigation well, which these typically pump that multiple thousands of gallons of water a minute, if we can curve 4 or 5 hours off the irrigation, we end up saving not just thousands, not just millions, but billions of gallons of water over the course of a year.
So how exactly do these water-saving timers work? Milks explains that the model produced by Delta Plastics is relatively low-tech.
We've opted for a mechanical timer. It's spring-loaded. It's much like a timer that, you know, someone might use to control their Christmas lights. And it's installed and wired to the control box of the well, and there's simply a dial. Over a 24-hour period, the dial is turned. During that period, the well is running, and when the dial clicks, almost like an egg timer, out through the time, it turns the well off.
And while the technology is deceptively simple, it has a potential to make a big impact. Annually, Arkansas consumes about 7 billion gallons of water a day, and 80% of that comes from row crop irrigation. And for comparison, Mary Gallagher says the 9 billion gallons of water that the timers have saved could fill 13,000 Olympic-sized pools.
So we know that we still have an opportunity to grow this program because that's only the impact on 30 farms, right? And so we've opened up this program to any rice farmer across Arkansas who has reached out to the Nature Conservancy and signed up for this program on a first-come, first-served basis.
The grant is part of the Kellogg Company's Better Days program, Gallagher says, a commitment to support 1 million farmers in the U.S. by the end of 2030. And the Rice Project will continue to recruit farmers throughout 2021.
And a continued phase of this work is we're also looking to understand and continue to model around that water savings across the board in 2021 to better understand how these timers are helping farmers from an economic standpoint on cost and on water reduction.
And Gallagher says Kellogg doesn't own farms outright or contract grow its raw products. So the success of its supply chain relies on the company's relationships with its farmers.
In the same way that we build relationships and provide transparency to our consumers care about where food comes from. They want to know how it's made, how it's grown, and who the people are across that supply chain. And vice versa, it's about engaging the farmers in our supply chain to say your rice ends up in Kellogg product. They're growing rice that their family too eats, and they wouldn't give their family something that they wouldn't feel good about growing or that they didn't grow sustainably. And so they want consumers to understand that they care for the environment and care for this food. And that's been one important role that we play as an organization, is making that connection between consumer and farmer. And people may not know that they're driving by a rice field every day, and that ends up in the Rice Krispie treat that they hand their kid for soccer practice.
Arkansas rice farmers interested in the irrigation program can contact the Arkansas branch of the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.